You're listening to SBS News.
The new bill will let India's ruling Hindu nationalist government grant citizenship to millions of illegal immigrants who entered India from three neighbouring countries before 2015, but not if they're Muslim. India's parliament passed the contentious bill as hundreds of troops were deployed in the northeast, which has been hit by violent protests in reaction to the bill. The bill passed the upper house of India's parliament with 125 members supporting it and 105 opposing it, a day after it cleared the lower house. India's Interior Minister Amit Shah says the bill is not about taking away the rights of Indian Muslim citizens.
It is a question of giving citizenship to people who have come because of religious torture. The minorities or any Muslims need not worry. I want to say this clearly, nobody needs to worry. If anyone threatens you or scares you, don't get scared. This is Narendra Modi's government that is moving with the spirit of the constitution, so minorities will get full protection.
In a tweet, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it was a landmark day for India and expressed gratitude to all the MPs who voted in favour of the bill, adding it will alleviate the suffering of many who have faced persecution for years. The government re-elected in May and under pressure from a slowing economy says Muslims from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan are excluded from the legislation because they don't face discrimination in those countries. In response, Bangladesh's Foreign Minister AK Abdul Momen said his country did not oppress minorities. Opponents of the legislation have threatened to challenge it in the Supreme Court, saying it violates the principles of equality and secularism enshrined in the Constitution. Yogendra Yadev is an activist opposed to the bill.
It is unacceptable, not only because it is anti-minority, not only because it targets Muslims, not only because it is unconstitutional, but because it is against the very idea of India.
Opponents of the bill say it is part of Mr. Modi's Hindu nationalist agenda to marginalise India's 200 million Muslims, something he denies. Besides stoking concern among Muslims, the changes have also led to demonstrations in the ethnically diverse northeastern states where residents are unhappy about an influx of Hindus from neighbouring Bangladesh who stand to gain citizenship under the bill. Police in Assam's main city of Guwahati used water cannons and tear gas as they clashed with protesters who had blocked roads with flaming tyres. This protester says the bill threatens the local indigenous culture by potentially allowing an influx of Hindus into the region.
We demand that the government at the centre and as well as the state should scrap the bill as soon as possible and respect the democracy and respect the people of the state as well as the country.
Some opposition members complain the bill excludes Tamil Hindus who fled Sri Lanka during the Civil War. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom has criticised the bill as going in a wrong direction and sought US sanctions against Home Minister Shah. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.